You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Promo code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up on today's broadcast, the billionaire from New York that everybody wishes was mayor, John Catsimatidis, Kelsey Bowler from the Independent Women's Forum, Shelley Goldberg with a parenting tip, Kristen B. Tate from The Hill newspaper, and in the green room first, Brent Bozell on Unmasked and the media's war against the president. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, to be honest, I don't know what to make of this 4th of July week. So yesterday, the Women's World Cup team wins, and one of our girls sips the teacup, you know, kind of a tip to the tea party, and, you know, in all the England fans, you know, kind of. And then you've got Miss Anti-American, who's on the American team, who didn't even play. Thank goodness. We didn't need her. She wasn't on the field. She's off kneeling in the corner somewhere. And then you've got the Betsy Ross sneakers being taken out of the Nike stores because some anti-American football player decided that he didn't like them, and so Nike decided to listen to him, and the governor of Arizona decided he doesn't want Nike to build a plant in their state now. You've got the president announcing a grand, festive, military-style, patriotic, wave the flag, love the troops parade, and MSNBC sitting over the corner going, no, we're not going to carry it. We're not going to air it. We're just going to just sit in and just suck our thumbs. Why are we now not? No, we're no longer two Americas. We are America and non-America. You saw it in the debates. You see it every day now in the headlines. Here to answer some of that question is Brent Bozell. He is, of course, the founder and head of the Media Research Center. Friends, if you have not used their resources over the years to help your family really consume media at a much higher quality, you're just missing out. But he's done so much work on the research of media and what is going on in his new book, Unmasked, The Big Media War Against Trump. Brent, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. It's been a while, but thanks for coming back. Really appreciate it. And happy July 4th to you.
Thank you, and to you too. Can we still say that?
I think we can. I don't think there's any religious connotation to it. But, Brent, let me ask you about this. Are we fighting a domestic battle within ourselves of America and non-America? It seems like one party is for people who don't live here and don't like our ideas, and they want the freedoms of America, but they don't seem to appreciate any of the sacrifice that's been shed to bring it about. What's your take?
Well, I think that there are two Americas. There's one America that appreciates the heritage of America. There's another America that has disdain for that heritage or simply is ignorant of that heritage. And as a result, either way, as a result, it is offended by the idea of American exceptionalism. You gave some excellent idea, examples of this in your setup piece. But here's a New York Times editorial that ran yesterday.
Yeah.
the myth of America as the greatest nation on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. If you look at data, the U.S. is really just okay. So I wonder, Kevin, if you were face to face with one of the founders or one of the Minutemen, if you were face to face with one of the Union soldiers during the Civil War, face to face with one of the soldiers in World War I or World War II, or the Korean War or Vietnam or Desert Storm, could you look at them and say, America, it was really just okay?
I've always thought, and I don't have a problem with celebrating American exceptionalism. I teach it in my house. My kids are learning it. But here's the thing. You're exactly right. There are people, and some of them have been elected to the highest office of the land. Michelle Obama said, I was never proud of my country until my husband was elected president. And when 50% of the population, Brent, think that way, we've got a big job to do to try to re-educate and try to help them understand what they're missing out on.
Yeah, you know, that would be, I think the legacy of Ronald Reagan was the city on the hill, a restoration of pride in America. We went through a period in the 70s, and it began in the 60s, of this listlessness toward America. We were just not engaged. We weren't proud of America, but we weren't disdainful of America. But now you have an element in American society, a strong element that is disdainful. And you can thank the far left, you can thank the national media for this, for giving oxygen to the far left all along the way. So nobody in the media have any problem with Nike desecrating Betsy Ross's flag. I mean, you get down to that. That is the flag that commemorates the founding of that nation that allowed Nike.
Yeah. Well, I was just speaking with a former Democratic governor of New York just a few hours ago, and rather common sense Democrat, which a lot of them don't exist anymore. But I think former Governor David Patterson is one of them. And I said, Governor, you know, Colin Kaepernick got this thing going, and Nike just, you know, he screamed and jumped. He said, jump. And they said, how high? And he said, I want the shoes gone. And that's what they did. And Governor Patterson was very thoughtful and said, you know, Kev, that is a disservice to humanity, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, because it's not that America had a perfect history. It's that we had a history, and that in the midst of our mistakes and our foibles and our trying to get it right and trying to aspire to something that had never been aspired to before, we formed a more perfect union than had ever been realized before.
Yep.
And if we take away the mistakes and the reminders of the mistakes and even the admissions of imperfections, we have this kind of scrubbed whitewash idea of what history is supposed to look like. And we're not going to learn from that. We're going to be doomed to make those same mistakes all over again.
Kevin, how old are you?
I'm going to be 50 next year, Brent.
Okay. Well, you were on the tail end of an educational system that taught the value of American exceptionalism.
Right.
That taught the founders, that taught the Civil War, that taught the 20th century, that taught good and evil, that could make the persuasive argument that three times in the 20th century, the United States saved the world from despotism. You now have a generation, you know, the X generation or whatever the hell they were, and now especially the millennial generation that has no understanding. The governor's correct. They don't understand their own, they don't know their own history. All they know is what their contemporaries, what their role models are telling them, and whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's in school, and in so many cases, whether it could be even in church, they're telling them that America is an evil place.
Yeah,
and they're believing it. They don't know why either. But see, this is what Nike is feeding into that. And this is why Nike's a disgraceful company, because the far left is extremely organized, extremely agitated, and when Nike made the decision to wrap itself around Colin Kaepernick, the rest of the country said that was horrible, but that horror went away. But where the left is concerned, they locked behind Nike forcefully, and the sales went up. So Nike is looking at this Betsy Ross thing in this disgusting, self-serving manner where they could actually make money off of this. And they can do it by saying that for some people, the flag is offensive, which you don't want to do. while we're celebrating patriotism.
I would think it would be the opposite.
Try to unspool that one.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Well, friends, we didn't even get to cover the book, but I want you to get a copy. It's called Unmasked, and it describes the big media's war against Donald Trump, co-written by Brent Bozell and Tim Graham. And Brent, maybe you can come back in a bit and tell us more about the book itself, but it's been endorsed by everybody. Limbaugh, Levin, Shirley, Fitton, Daniels. You can't say enough good things about this, because it really does go case by case and show the way the big media strategized and executed and are still executing a war against Donald Trump, even on this 4th of July week. Brent Bozell, head of the Media Research Center, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio, when we come back, the contributor to The Hill, Kristen B. Tate, joins us. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail, because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Come aboard WMCA's favorite yacht, the Atlantis, this 4th of July for a night filled with memories and incredible views. Board at West 41st Street in Manhattan at 5:15 p.m. and sail out past the Statue of Liberty and up the East River, where you'll experience an incredible view of the fireworks. Enjoy a gourmet buffet, past hors d'oeuvres, open bar, DJ and dancing, all the way until 11 p.m. Sign up with your date, your spouse, your family, or your friends for this unforgettable 4th of July experience. Tickets are just $250 for adults and $225 for children 5 to 12 years of age. Call Captain Fred's office to book today, 212-633-1231. That's 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Welcome to the day before the 4th of July, and it's going to be crazy. Do you think they're going to have actual tanks rolling down the streets of Washington, D.C.? Let me ask my next guest, because she loves this country. She's one of the people. When I was talking with Brent Bozell, and I'm increasingly seeing this shift between people that love America and people that love non-America, Kristen B. Tate's in the column that loves America. And it's easy to see that in the way she writes and the way she speaks. Kristen, welcome back. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, Kev. Thanks for having me, and happy 4th of July.
Absolutely. Well, and I want to talk to you about this. The president's going to get his parade. He's been wanting this parade since he was, campaigning for president. What do you think? Should we have the big tanks and the football field-sized missiles and everything else rolling down the main beltway there?
Absolutely, we should. This is a president who loves America, which you would think would just be a requirement for being president. But, of course, after 8 years of Obama, we know that it no longer is. It kind of reminds me, Kevin, I saw a Gallup poll earlier this week that said pride in America is at an all-time low. And I think that's because the media and the left is constantly telling us we live in a racist, backwards country that is unfair to people and unwelcoming, even though, of course, that's not true. So I think, patriotic parades are great. It reminds people that we do live in the best country in the world. And I'm so proud to have a leader that feels the same way. Finally.
Yeah, Noelle, it's interesting. The most interesting thing I think that the Obamas said while they were in office was when Michelle Obama said that she was finally proud of her country because they elected her husband president, which I thought, man, that's a pretty high standard. I hope that my wife doesn't wait till then to decide she's going to love her country, because that never happened. Anyway,
yeah, it was a disgrace. It was a complete disgrace. And unfortunately, it seems like it did some damage to public perception of our own nation, because, again, polls are showing that a record number of people are no longer proud to live here.
Which is just, well, you know what? And that explains a ton when you think about the Democratic debates from a week ago, because there was just so much angst and derision in terms of how they spoke to normal America. And it is.
They were basically competing to see who could beat up on our own country the most.
That's exactly right.
A competition.
Yeah, and it was, and this idea that you're going to win an American election by campaigning to be the candidate of non-America is just, and I think I'm going to coin that term. I think I'm going to patent that term, because non-America is a place now. It's half of everybody here, and they don't like it, and they don't want to be. And I keep saying, well, there's other places you can go. Just go visit and see what it's like. You come back and kiss this earth so fast you won't even be able to blink. But we'll see. Hey, let me ask you about the Betsy Ross controversy. Now, Don Trump Jr. today issued his own design for a shoe, which was a red tennis shoe with a yellow Nike swoosh and a sickle right in the middle of the Nike swoosh pointed down on it. Your thoughts, Kristen B. Tate?
So disappointed in Nike for caving into this man who is clearly just an attention seeker, because he's no longer in the NFL and is constantly looking for ways to make himself into, a well-known social justice warrior. And I have to hope that their decision to pull this shoe, which was not offensive at all, by the way, the argument that the shoe is offensive is a huge stretch. And their decision, I hope, will backfire on the company with lower sales, because they've really infuriated a lot of people. I mean, half of the country at least is angry about this. Everyone who's not a full-blown progressive social justice warrior knows how ridiculous this is. It's disappointing.
Yeah.
I just hope that other companies who are competitors of Nike see what's going on and decide to take the other route, the more patriotic route, and frankly the more logical route of offering American flag wear and gear around the 4th of July, which is pretty standard. And
I would think
really
it would
offensive.
Be a good business move. I mean, call me crazy. I personally know that my bride goes out and gets new T-shirts and sometimes new shoes and other things for all three of the ankle biters, because we're there. We're in our towns. We're at the same corner every year when the fire trucks and the military groups and the police car all goes by. We're waving the flag and singing God Bless America and everything else.
I'm up in New Hampshire right now because every year I ride in a parade with my family in our small town, and we play our saxophones on a float, and we're all dressed up in American gear, very patriotic. So I'm with you there.
Yeah. So tomorrow you've got a new piece coming out in The Hill, and it's talking about this thing that you've been talking a little bit about, the demographic shifts that are going on. I think you called it domestic migration at one point, too. But what's going on in the state of Texas?
Well, it's not just domestic migration, people moving from blue states to red states. It's also the children of immigrants who are really changing the political outlook in Texas. And what I've been looking at is, as the Trump campaign spends an increasing amount of resources and time campaigning in Texas, because it's becoming a swing state, it's diverting resources away from other states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So even if Trump ultimately wins Texas, the battle to keep Texas is hurting Republicans around the country by diverting time and resources away from other really critical battleground areas. So I think it's really important for Republicans to recognize what's going on and not just brush it off, because, you know, it's true. Texas is turning blue. We have statistics to prove it. So it needs to be taken seriously, and people need to understand that we need to up our game when it comes to fundraising and just having a presence on the ground in these states that we can no longer take for granted. Because if we don't up our game, again, it diverts resources away from other really critical areas of the country.
Yeah, well, and going back to what we were talking about at the start of this segment, the non-America beginning to wield influence in elections. I mean, here in New York State, they tried to pass a law. They tried to sneak it through where illegals were going to have not only driver's licenses, but be automatically registered to vote. And if they were ever discovered as having voted, they didn't know. They didn't opt out. You know, they didn't speak English too well, so they didn't click the opt out button. Total baloney, but you know, it's an attempt. It's an attempt at a coup. It's an attempt to take over. Anyway, Kristen, I won't see you, but have a great 4th of July, and thanks for being with us.
Happy 4th of July, Kevin, and to all of your listeners out there, too, happy 4th of July, and we are so blessed to live in the best country in the world.
God bless America. Stay with us, kids. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough, and every week we promise you some real life advice and insight from Mike and Brian. You know them as Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE to get your mortgage checkup. We talk about it all the time. We usually talk with Brian Sheely, but today, Mike Rakeman's with us. Hello, Mike. Good to see you.
Hey, Kevin. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're usually off in the office doing busy work when Brian and I are chatting, but I'm grateful to get to talk to you. Hey, one of the things that I've been praising up and down almost everywhere I can talk about it are these tariffs that the president has he took some political risk to put out there. But I heard today that they're actually having a positive impact on interest rates, and especially as it relates to people's homes. Explain.
Absolutely. Once these came out, especially when the one on Mexico was put in play, the 10-year treasury dropped significantly. Sometimes we don't know what's going to happen, why it's going to happen, but hey, we take it as a blessing. And the 10-year is a direct correlation to mortgage rates, so we've seen a huge, huge decline in interest rates for mortgages, any type. So a lot of customers that, you know, were kind of on the fence or maybe thought there was enough benefit have come back to the table, and now we have rates that could be a quarter or a half a percent less than they were as little as a month ago.
Wow. So as little as a month ago, a half to a quarter percent less. Friends, if you haven't gotten your mortgage checked up, you should probably call Mike and Brian so that they can do that for you and just see. I mean, if they can help you, they'll tell you. And if they can't, they'll tell you that as well. But at least you'll have the information and the knowledge to know how they could. Let me give you that phone number again. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, mortgage rate could be as much as a half point less than just where they were 30 days ago. If you're thinking about any of those mortgage property products, whether it's a first-time mortgage, second time, maybe you're trying to refinance, etc., now's the time to do it. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Mike Rakeman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying summer? Are you having a lot of fun? Are the kids playing a lot? Are you getting your hands dirty and then finding yourself wishing that they were clean or at least protected from the germs that were around you so you could eat your lunch or do what is necessary? I am too. And now that the kids are running around and getting their hands on everything, more than ever, I've become thankful for those little handy Durasan wipes in my pocket. You know, they come in such different varieties. You can get Durasan in bottles, wipes, foamers, primers and sprays, but they've got the wipes in different size packages. You can get the individual ones. You can get the little pop-up tins. There's all kinds of convenient packaging. Just call and find out, but they are perfect for everyday use, and I take some with me everywhere. Durasan's also developed an antimicrobial hand soap that we use here at the station, and they've got pathogen-killing organic mosquito sprays that will kill Zika and other things to keep you safe this summer. My listeners, Kevin McCullough, are going to get 20% off if you mention me or the radio show when you call 844-387-4726. That's 844-387-4726, or go to 3w.durasan.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know that back in 2010, there was a law passed in the United States that gives authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your electronic accounts, whether it's 401k, IRA, or your bank accounts? As scary as that sounds, you may be saying, well, why is it? Well, it's happened already in 8 other countries in the last 7 years. What we're talking about is something called a bail-in. Get the facts by getting the white paper titled The Coming Bail-In, and see how all of this was set up to help manage our out-of-control national debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing those funds into diverse precious metals options. So when the bail-in happens, that you'll have that peace of mind. Call Landmark today. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. You can also visit them online at landmarkgold.com. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Come and be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel. The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December the 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more, all in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big event. You know, barbecue, dinner on a weeknight, pool party on the weekend. Listen up. I've got the perfect products for you. Try the new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino, both from Sabal Meat Products. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great, high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're both perfect for grilling, sandwiches, even salads. You can find these and any other of their great products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop & Shop, Sam's Club. The list goes on and on. Pick up Sabal Meat Products today, and don't forget to head to AM 570 The Mission for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Because remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, and somebody we've missed over the last couple of weeks because we've been defending freedom with our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. That meant that we weren't able to do our parenting segment on Wednesdays, and I was very sad about that. But Shelley Goldberg is back, and she's ready to talk summer, and I love it when we talk food, Shelley. You get my attention, summer break, which was always a very positive place for me when I was a kid, and food, the combination of the two, makes me a very happy person. Anyway, welcome back. Happy summer to you so far.
Well, thank you. Food, food, food. Kevin, I want to cook with you. That's what I want to do.
We got to set that up.
Yes. I mean, this is for, you know, the forefront of your mind. You just love to cook.
I love food. Whether you cook it, whether my bride cooks it, whether Chef Bert cooks it, you know, whoever, I'm happy eating the food. Yes, I'm very good with that.
All right. So here's what I'm thinking. I mean, I'm, you know, it's the holiday weekend, you know, I'm traveling and I'm going to the store and I'm looking at the produce department and I'm looking at all that delicious food and the fruits and the vegetables. And I see the section organic, non-organic. And like most people, I'm, which one do I buy and for what product? Organic tends to be, you know, often more expensive, but what are we supposed to do? So I thought I would make it a little easier for your listeners. There's a group called the Environmental Working Group, and they're nonprofit, and what they do every year, they do their own analysis, their own private analysis of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's pesticide testing.
Okay.
And what they basically tell us is, look, you don't have to buy everything organic, but you know what? Kevin, Shelley, when you're buying, at least with these products, they tend to have more pesticide levels, higher pesticide levels than the other products. Try and get organic. Their list this year, for the first time, Kevin, has kale, that new magical, you know, a product that's in every single salad bar.
Yeah.
Kale is now on the list from the Environmental Working Group of products and produce that you should buy organic.
All right.
Here's some of the others on the list. Strawberries top the list, especially for the summer. Spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and certain potatoes.
Okay.
And by the way, I don't know if you were aware of this, Kevin, but even when you take that wonderful shiny apple and you put it, you know, under the water, you know, with soap and water.
Yeah.
You're really not going to be able to remove all of the pesticides.
Oh, you're depressing me now.
Yeah. So for those. But I have good news, too. Good news. And that is there's also a list of fruits and vegetables that you really don't have to buy organic. And more often than not, they have a shell around them. And so they're protected. They are the avocado, papaya, eggplant, asparagus, cauliflower, cantaloupe. I love cantaloupe.
Yep.
And a honeydew melon. There are more on the list, but broccoli. But those are the fruits and vegetables you really don't have to buy organic and spend the extra money. So what goes on in your house with you?
Yeah,
and your
it's a good question. So we kind of pick and choose. And I don't know that we've ever used the Environmental Working Group's list, but we're definitely going to check that out now. I know that we have pretty specific. So the lovely bride is fairly picky about the food choices for the family. And she'll usually buy organically fed beef. Like, she doesn't get just regular beef. She'll get the organically fed beef if she's going to get to roast or steak or something like that. In terms of veggies, she's pretty good with organic almost anything except for, and you mentioned the apple, she doesn't like organic Granny Smiths because for some reason they come out all mealy and they're like softer and she likes a really tough crunch when she bites into a Granny Smith apple. So she holds out for the regulars on that. But everything else, I think she's fine doing it. And she's the more she's read about nutrition and so forth, you know, obviously the more she's taking that into consideration. And something I didn't know about kale until just recently is that eating it raw is actually not all that beneficial to your system if you're trying to get the nutrients out of it.
That's right.
Slightly
That's
steamed right. is the way you're supposed to eat it because it just breaks the fibers down a little bit, and that allows some of that nutrition to get into you, which my friend Dr. Douglas Howard from Balanced Nature was explaining to me is the way your body absorbs the stuff that it has. In other words, it'll just push on through. And it's kind of hard to break down for your body anyway. So, yeah, good stuff today, Shelley. Thank you for helping us eat healthy and know the Environmental Working Group. Check out their list, what you should, what you shouldn't get when it comes to organic, and then be teaching your kids about it at the same time. That's the whole reason we do this.
And by the way, Kevin, I mean, these are all fruits and vegetables that we should be eating. They have incredible nutritional value. But if you're eating them, if they're a favorite of yours, if strawberries is a favorite of yours, and you know it's on the list, and it has more pesticides than the others, why not?
Yeah.
Get to buy organic.
If it's better for you, that's the thinking. And as long as it's not terribly more expensive, and I think if you shop due diligence, it always works out for you. Shelley Goldberg, thank you for your help today. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If I had to tell you that in order to be healthy today, you needed to eat 10 platefuls of 31 different fruits and vegetables, how many of you would do it? Show of hands. Yeah, that's what I thought. You're saying, Kev, how can I possibly buy, clean, prepare all 31 fruits and veggies for consumption and then have the time to do anything else? Well, you probably wouldn't. But guess who could get you all of that nutrition into your system today? Much, much easier. That's right. Balance of Nature, because that's the amount of nutrition you get when you take the basic three veggies and three fruits dose of your Balance of Nature capsules. They're just dehydrated vegetables with all of the nutrition included in vegetarian capsules. Tens of thousands of chemical vital nutrients are made when they work together. And right now you can see how good they work, because from now until July 4th, you're going to get 30% off and free shipping for your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. But they're going to give you $10 off any additional set you might get, you know, in case you need some extra or you want to give them to mom or dad or whoever. This offer will expire, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com, and use the promo code THEMISSION. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Are you curious about investing on your own? Ready to take a small step to make that happen? I want to invite you to join Tradeway for a powerful two-day event called Step One Start Your Journey, where you'll gain a strong foundation for how to trade in the stock market. You'll leave the event equipped with the knowledge, support, and confidence it takes to start trading on your own. And you don't need any previous experience to take this class. Come learn incredible techniques for how to protect your retirement and savings and see the potential for earning higher returns than your financial advisor. What if this two-day class changed everything for your family? Come give it a try. It's a great step towards reaching your biggest goals.
Join us at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square, August 2nd and 3rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and a full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE, or go to tradeway.com. That's tradeway.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it, you cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
Take one modern lady, mixed with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
She's got to be one of the busiest people in all of conservative media. She works for like every organization that's out there. But we're so honored that she spends a part of her week with us each week. And Kelsey Bowler, you might have known her as Kelsey Harkness not long ago, writing for The Federalist and Independent Women's Forum, Problematic Women Podcast, Heritage Foundation, Daily Signal, Fox News contributor, any number of other things that she does. And she does them all well. And soon to be mom, which is kind of exciting for the first time. Kelsey, welcome back. Good to have you. I was thinking of what you were going to say in the Bright email this morning, which is something that she also edits on Wednesdays, when I was seeing the controversial back and forth yesterday, AOC saying a bunch of stuff, and then you had these Hispanic church leaders that toured the exact same facility and, in fact, saw the whole facility. We found out later AOC only saw a very small portion of it. And said, she's totally full of gas. Like, there's not there. She's lying out her pie hole. There's nothing about this that is even close to resembling the truth. Kelsey Bowler, did AOC overplay the dramatic effect yesterday?
She absolutely overplayed the dramatic effect. And, you know, it's not just irresponsible coming from a member of Congress. It's really reckless, and it can do actual damage to the men and women who are devoting their careers to helping these migrants, to dealing with this crisis. You know, they're the ones on the front lines trying to provide for these individuals and families, and AOC is absolutely smearing them. You know, we have multiple reports now that make it very clear she was exaggerating when she said migrants are being forced to drink out of toilets. That was corrected. That is absolutely not the case. Of course, Americans do not force migrants to drink out of toilet water. Water is provided for every single migrant that is in one of these facilities. So it's very irresponsible. And then you have to consider the context this is coming from. This is coming from a member who just a couple months ago was calling this a manufactured crisis at the border that President Trump is making up for his own political gains. So somehow she went to that, to being in complete denial that there's a humanitarian and national security crisis at the border, which every Republican has been doing everything they can to demand more money. She voted against funding some of these immigration facilities, the humanitarian needs on that front. And then she just goes out and not just complains about it, but really manufactures her own crisis to fit her own narrative.
Yeah. No, I call that AOC makes stuff up. I put it into a hashtag yesterday. She just makes stuff up. Yeah, well, and it's sad to see that she's using the people that are caught in that scenario as kind of pawns. But I was thankful for Sam Rodriguez and some of the Latino pastors that were down there that went through the same facilities. And when they heard her, and Mr. Rodriguez was an advisor to Obama, and he made a beeline to the media, and he said, she is telling you stuff that's not true. And we know because we were just there as well. Really interesting. Well, let me shift gears just a little bit. We've got this interesting thing called the World Cup that's going on. And this little thing called the Women's World Cup team, who yesterday, without the unpatriotic player, the pink hair, bend at the knee person during the Star Spangled Banner, she sat on the sideline. And then when we won, we had someone who sipped an invisible cup of tea, kind of saying, hey, we got your tea. What do you make of the Women's World Cup team? And should Americans care about them or not right at this stage?
Oh, this is absolutely worth celebrating. It is so exciting to see the American women's soccer team make it to the finals of the World Cup. I have to say, I grew up in Connecticut in the same town as Christine Lilly, who was on the infamous or famous team of soccer players who won the World Cup back in the glory days. So I would love to see that happen again. And to be honest, I love seeing that the women's soccer team consistently outperforms the men's. This is not every sport is as fun to watch when women are playing that. I say that as someone who likes to watch sports. You know, women's football does exist, but it's just not a thing to watch. I love seeing women's soccer because it really shows off their athletic abilities. These girls are so talented. There's a lot of young stars. Of course, I
I hate when politics gets involved, but look, this was a great win. 4th of July week. I couldn't be more excited to watch the finals.
It's going to be really something, and I hope that they do well. Speaking of sports, you know, you've got Wimbledon and you've got some of the other traditions that are going on. You've got all of the things going on in America that, you know, the big parade in D.C., all the firework displays, all the other stuff that's going on. Great economy, great jobs numbers, all this other stuff. And then you've got the New York Times. And they say that we're just okay. Kelsey, and this wasn't like some guest writer. This was the editorial team at the New York Times that put this video together. What do you make of where they're going with that?
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar with this tweet that went absolutely viral yesterday, New York Times Opinion said the myth of America as the greatest nation on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. If you look at data, the U.S. is really just okay. Anybody living in this country knows we're not just doing okay. If we were only doing okay, I don't think we would have thousands and thousands of people trying to illegally get into our country and making great sacrifices to do that. Of course, the New York Times relied on some unreliable data to make this case. It really was a provocative tweet, but you know, I had my own little snarky response to them. I said the myth of the New York Times as the greatest newspaper on earth is at best outdated and at worst wildly inaccurate. If you look at the data, the New York Times is really just okay.
Well said, Kelsey Bowler. Appreciate your insight on that and all the other things that we get to talk about each week. One quick question. Are you more parade girl or fireworks girl when it comes to your July 4th celebration?
You know, I've been more fireworks, but with a baby on the way, I am looking forward to going to those parades in my future.
Okay, so I've got the best deal for you on gently used, like one-time worn little baby patriotic stuff. Seriously, send me an email. We have got the cutest stuff that our boys and girls are never going to wear again, and they have the American flag on every side of it because my bride is just nuts about July 4th. But it is fun. Get them in the red, white, and blue. You get them in their little stroller, and you're walking down the sidewalk with your flag hanging out of sight. It's so fun. Anyway, Kelsey, have a great one. We'll talk
to
you soon.
I'll pick you up on that. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts. And his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
The process that began on an April morning in 1775 led to the birth of the greatest nation the world has ever seen. It's been a bumpy road at times, with twists and turns, but it has made us who we are today. This weekend, we celebrate truth, justice, and the American way. Happy Independence Day. AM 570, The Mission.
Welcome to the Invite Health Buy One Get One Free 4th of July sale. Invite Health, a leader in top quality health and wellness products formulated with cGMP and non-GMO standards, announces this limited time offer. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health or Dr. Pressman supplement at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Here's the number and write it down, because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-459-2272. That number for Invite is 800-459-2272. You can also visit our boutique-style Invite stores and receive a free personalized nutritional plan from our healthcare professionals, including our newest store in West Nyack at the Palisade Center Mall. Visit invitehealth.com for retail locations and additional product offers. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free 4th of July sale. Contact Invite at 800-459-2272. That number again is 800-459-2272 or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health, the luxury brand of vitamins.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for those of you that have been with us throughout the week. Tomorrow on our big July 4th edition, the son of the president, Eric Trump, will be with us. We will talk with Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell. We will also speak with Emerald Robinson, who is with the One News Network, One America News Network, and also a nephew of the vice president, John Pence, who actually has some grave concerns over some things we're doing in Venezuela. These were all people that we had a chance to sit and speak with at the president's announcement in Orlando officially not long ago. And I think that the conversations were so good, I think you would be interested in hearing them in case you missed them. So we're gonna have that for you. And then I'm back with you live on Friday. I hope that you will be with us as well. All right. I was just digging through some of the new polling information. You know, we've been watching the presidential race. Hardly have talked about it today, actually. Thanks to Brent Bozell and Kristen Tate and Shelley Goldberg and John Katsimatidis and Kelsey Bowler and everybody else. but there are some tides that are changing for the Democrats. In fact, due to the recent debate performances, there is a dramatic shift that has occurred in the Quinnipiac poll just days after that smackdown between Kamala Harris and the former Vice President Joe Biden. And this is what it ends up looking like. They are at basically tied digits, which has reduced Biden's lead. He had a double-digit lead before that debate. But they are basically tied now. And amongst African Americans in particular, that is a shift as well, because Joe Biden had been leading with African American votes significantly, and he is no longer, which is both kind of interesting, but I think also unfair, because I don't think that Kamala Harris actually believes that Joe Biden is a racist. I don't think that she believes that. She gladly helped the Obama administration when Obama was in office. Joe Biden worked for President Obama. He has worked with many civil rights groups over the years. I just don't think it's fair that she is pretending now, for the sake of political gain, that he is. And I think that's all you can interpret it as. She knows the truth. She knows Joe Biden's not a racist person. But she is insisting upon playing that meme because it's boosting her poll numbers. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see where it all goes from here, but they are now tied at the top and closing strong now. In third place is Elizabeth Warren.
Where'd Bernie go? I don't know. I can't see him. Where is it? Golf in my third house.